USA News. I'm Jerry Barnash. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake hit southern Turkey early Monday, and Fox News reports it was felt from Syria to Israel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the decision to shoot down the Chinese surveillance balloon required balancing several risks.
The debris field that was created by this balloon when it was shot down was about 7 miles long. Anytime the military is considering an operation like that, they have to consider the safety of the American people.
He appeared on CNN State of the Union. Also on CNN State of the Union Sunday, Senator Marco Rubio, who questioned the timing.
It's not a coincidence that this happens leading up to the State of the Union address, leading up to Blinken's visit to China. The Chinese knew that this was going to be spotted. They knew that we were going to have to react to it.
Another person is closing in on a 2024 presidential run.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he's definitely thinking about throwing his hat in the GOP primary ring, but he said it's going to be a crowded field.
At the end of the day, you're going to have a lot of Republicans that get in that race. They're all really good people. They're really good candidates.
On ABC's This Week, Sununu points out he means greater candidates than the one who's running now.
Trump is going to be seen as a very extreme candidate. The country's going to push back against it. Just look at the results of 3 months ago, and that shows you where extreme candidates are going to end up falling.
He said now's the time to decide what direction the party and country should be going. I'm John Schaefer.
A man is in custody for allegedly bringing a gun into a San Francisco synagogue and firing blanks. Police arrested Dmitry Mishkin Friday night after searching his residence. Mishkin is accused of firing several blank rounds at Schneerson Jewish Center in San Francisco. He is also accused of wielding a handgun in a nearby movie theater the night before. Beyoncé has tied the record for the most Grammy Award wins all time with 31. She had four before the primetime broadcast started. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Former President Trump is calling the Chinese balloon situation, quote, a disgrace. In a post on his Truth Social site, Trump compared it to what he called the, quote, Afghanistan horror show and everything else surrounding the grossly incompetent Biden administration. Trump went on to say China had too much respect for him to have it happen while he was in office. As anticipation builds for Super Bowl 57, both teams arrive in the Valley of the Sun.
On a sunny and warm 75-degree day, both the Chiefs and Eagles arrived in Phoenix Sunday ahead of Super Bowl 57. The Chiefs are calling the Hyatt Regency in Scottsdale home for the next week, while the Eagles are about 30 minutes away at the Sheraton Grand. The Chiefs will spend their week preparing for the game at Arizona State University. Meanwhile, the Eagles will make their final preparations at the Arizona Cardinals practice facility. In Phoenix, I'm Tim Berg.
Beyonce has her 32nd Grammy. That is the most in the history of the awards. Harry Styles is this year's Grammy winner for Best Pop Vocal Album. The singer won the award for Harry's House. Willie Nelson took home the award for Best Country Album. The 89-year-old country legend won the award for his 72nd album, A Beautiful Time. Nelson also won for Best Country Solo Performance, Live Forever. Knock Out the Cabin moved to the top spot at the box office as Avatar: The Way of Water falls to number 3. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.